Hey there, brother. This is Steve Horseman with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks again for tuning in this weekend with me. Sometimes when a man watches a video, he hears a message that is so clear, so simple, so understandable, and apparently in his mind so true and so actionable. He goes, "Oh my gosh." And sometimes when he gets that, a switch flips in his brain. And he suddenly becomes different. People think people can't change, but when your brain switches because of an insight or a new epiphany or a perspective that is incredibly true to you, you change. There's a question, a very common question that comes up in our groups all the time, and it has to do with our assertion that a man should not be a validation-seeking creature. He should not be seeking her approval all the time, badgering her for attention and touch and affection and love. A man shouldn't do that. And the question is, why not? Isn't that what relationship with a woman is about? Isn't that what marriage is about? Isn't that what love is about? We just got this question again this week in one of our private chat groups that I'd love to have you in if you're interested. Is it wrong to want love? No. Is it wrong to want affection? No. Is it wrong to want intimacy, vulnerability, touch, and sexuality? No. Is it wrong to want the chosen partner in your life, whether it's your wife or girlfriend or life partner? Is it wrong to want them to join you in that energy of connection and vulnerability, intimacy, affection, and sexuality? No, it's not wrong. Here's the problem. When we're insecure, and when I say insecure, remember when you were 12 or 13 years old, everything was insecure. Our bodies were on fire with all kinds of hormonal rockets going off. When we're insecure, we think that everything we want to experience in our life is somewhere outside of us. We want affection, attention, validation. We want approval. We want intimacy. We think that that's outside of us. And we learn this as young boys when we're 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. And mommy was the one who gave us everything we ever needed. The attention, the accolades, the encouragement, right? The push out the door, building us up, making us feel like we're good, strong, handsome boys. Not all of us had that kind of mom. And so if we didn't have that, we're trying to get it somewhere else. We all want to feel good. My mom left when I was around 12 or 13. I forget how old I was. I had two other brothers and she left the family. She left my dad in sole custody of three boys in 1972 or something like that. That was unheard of. I learned that women leave. Women can hurt you. Women can disappear. Women can fall out of love. Women can cheat. I started to think that women were scary. And if I wanted love and affection and intimacy and touch, and I wanted to feel connected with a woman who liked me and validated me, I would find it in a girlfriend. And I did. And I found it in other girlfriends, and I did the same thing. I wasn't happy until they could give me what I wanted to have given to me. That sense of approval and validation. The answer to the question is there is nothing wrong with wanting all those things. But when a man matures, when a man becomes secure, he sees that his childish ways of getting those needs met, validation, approval, intimacy, affection, and touch, trying to get those through insecure and immature childish ways is the fastest way to ruin a relationship. So the answer to the question is, you're not supposed to get those from your marriage. You're not supposed to get those from women. When we become mature, we realize that we are a man full of love, full of affection, full of intimacy, full of sexuality, full of fun and laughter. We are full of well-being. And from that place is where we have to live in relationship. So when we're talking to adult men who say, "This is bullshit. Why is it wrong for me to want validation and approval and love from my wife?" It's only wrong when it's unhealthy, when it's an expectation or an entitlement, where you're expecting her to come lick your unhealed childhood wounds of feeling worthless or not enoughness or not strong enough. and your daily drumbeat inside your body is looking outside of you for somebody to make you feel better. A mature, confident, courageous, secure man realizes the best way to love a woman and be in love with a woman and have all the things you want with a woman is to not need it, but to already have that inside you. And in partnership with you, those things get magnified and amplified. They're incredibly powerful. It's like icing on top of an already really good cake, a cherry on top of an incredible sundae, which is you. And so my message in this now 5.5 minute video is, it is not wrong for you to want what you want. Desire is incredible. I love it. But make sure you're a healthy man desiring those things, because if you're desiring those things from an unhealthy, insecure standpoint, everything will go wrong in your relationship. And if you're anything like me, you may be in a marriage or relationship where you're going, oh, why didn't anybody tell me this when I was 20 years old? I just turned 60 this week. And why only 10 years ago did this hit me? When guys come into our community who are 35, 40, I'm a little jealous. They're 15 or 10 years ahead of me in these realizations that men's work and doing personal growth work and jumping into a tribe of men and really getting this stuff down so you can become a whole, healthy, courageous man of value all on your own. I wish I would have started when I was 35 or 40. I want to invite you to join us in this conversation. This process will change your life. Go to goodguystogreatmen.com. Find the Men's Roundtable, which is a monthly subscription group. Find the course, How to Diffuse the Divorce Bomb. Join us in that incredible course so you can do this. If you want to have a conversation with me or one of my coaches, please fill out an application and send it in, and we will talk like this, man to man. We'll talk about the lack of affection and approval and validation, the cold shoulder, the head that turns in the morning that won't let you kiss her on the lips and only the cheek. Yes, we know all about it. And we want to help you with the feelings that go along with that. You can do this, brother. I love you. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.